about the repeater test.
As a matter of fact, you're overdriving the mic a little bit.
Charlotte, just checking the repeaters through the area, over.
Roger. And Fred, you doubled up on him.
I thought maybe you're an nautical mobile. Chopping, I wasn't sure, W4FCM.
What are you guys doing this morning? And I changed out a little mobile antenna on this thing. How's my audio this morning, Fred?
Yeah, you don't hear my son, so I'm not sure what happened to him today, but that's okay. Maybe sleeping in, W4FCM.
O4, HKX, mobile.
Patrick KN4, TFW.
Good morning, Ken.
Ken, good morning. Patrick KN4, VWA.
The 3 Delta, good morning, everybody, and 7-3 around the table.
It's going downhill fast. 2 this morning.
3 Delta, 85 northbound to work out of my office in Charlotte, over.
Met you a few minutes ago when you came in checking repeaters.
Roger, this is Eddie from Kennesaw out of Atlanta. Just cruising through, going to Charlotte, over.
Welcome. Be careful out there on that 85, especially around Gaffney, big guy.
Perpetual construction area. I think it's been like that for past 35 years, maybe.
The road department here is always behind the curve. So what do you think, Patrick? Behind the curve? What do you think, Ken?
From 85 at all costs. I'd rather just go around it.
I got exit 80 every day for work, and then it's right before it. But, yeah, it's been doing it since I was in school back in the late 70s.
Yep, that's great. I've noticed the same thing.
I managed to check into the Asheville net on the Mount Mitchell repeater on 8 watts mobile on this thing. I thought it was pretty good.
Pretty good, Ken. That's pretty impressive.
73. I was out walking the dog, so I'm putting the dog up, and then I got to go to the grocery store. So you guys have a good one. Stay safe out there, and I'll catch you guys another time. KN4 TFW 73.
Thanks, Ken. Have a good day. Tell Miss Susan we say hello. KO4 HK.
Good day, Ken. Have a good one. So, Patrick, did you get any of the results from the Simplex yet?
Not yet. I have talked to Chad, and he told me, but I hadn't seen anything on the map yet.
Okay, well, he said he'd probably get it out sometime today. I'm really interested to see how that works out.
3 Delta, have a good day, Ken. 7-3.
You keep it below the sound barrier out there on 85 now.
Started.
2008 Saturn Aura this morning. It's a 4-cylinder, so I don't dare wind the rubber band up too tight. Oh goodness! Now Patrick, that's a different story. Are you out in your diesel this morning, Patrick?
I'm in my excursion this morning. Everything I own is diesel.
About that. Well, when I say are you out in your diesel, I mean your big tool truck. What year is that excursion?
It's a 2000.
You've got that 7-liter.
It's a 7.3. That's what I worked on before I started selling wrenches. I was turning wrenches on these things.
You got you a pretty good engine on that one. At least it wasn't that 6-liter.
Leader paid for me to get into the tool business.
Oh my goodness. I bet they did. How many of them did you
coming out till I'm still working on them, so yeah. There's thousands of them out there that have got my signature on them.
Pendant, or were you working for a dealership then?
I was working for a dealership starting with, and then I went out on my own for about 6 years, and business partner flubbed that up, so we won't get into that problem. But, and then I went back to work for GM and was working on them there and working on the Duramaxes. So, it's just a never-ending story.
Was the weak link in the Duramax?
Like any other diesel, the Duramax had injection problems, mainly because they didn't put a transfer pump on it. They relied on a little suction pump on the back of the injection pump to do that duty, and it was just, it was too much work for it.
In 300,000 miles, I replaced two injectors, and I replaced probably four glow plugs, you know, preheaters, and beyond that, I never really had a problem on mine. I never had any problems with the turbo. I never had any problems with any of that stuff. And I did three of them that way for a total of about 900,000.
Good. Driving them out on the interstate was one of the good things you could done for them. If you ever ran one hot or didn't maintain it like you needed to, that's when they had real problems. I've done a lot of head gaskets on them, a lot of turbos. Like I said, lots of injection systems. The injection pumps would just come apart and explode and contaminate the whole system with metal.
That sounds like a 6-4. 6-4.
Is that Gabriel?
Yeah, that's me, KB4NC.
I think this is the first time you and I have spoke, KO4HK.
Not much, buddy. I'm taking the kiddo to the test session, but boy, I overslept, man. I'm coming back later yesterday.
KN4VWA, Steve, Eric Gabriel. So where have you been traveling today, or where are you traveling to today?
Yesterday around 4 o'clock in the morning, I had to deliver to Georgia yesterday night. The car we were talking the other day, so we coming back around 4 o'clock. It was a heavy accident on 85 on my way down. Man, I was stuck there in the fire for like an hour and a half. Helicopters, you know, towing, everything. I mean, big movie over there.
E5 is known for not doing it halfway. When they have a pileup, they generally, well, unless it's there at Pelham Road, and they have fender benders there all the time. That's 85, mile marker 54, Pelham Road. That's the biggest joke through there I ever saw.
Anderson County, mile 20, mile marker 20, something like that. Man, that was bad, man. It was a couple helicopters. I guess one was highway department, the other one was EMS. But man, you can name it. Everybody was there for the party. Everybody. And I count at least like 10 highway patrols, state troopers, local police. I mean, we got to move after they clean up, I guess, so they might have been there for a while, but I was stuck there for an hour and a half, so I can tell you that. That was nasty.
Hey, bro, I'm going to have to say 7-3s. I'm coming into the black hole up here in Henderson County, so you guys have a good day. Enjoy talking to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Have a good day, buddy. You take it easy. Be safe out there. Hey, Gabriel. You know, they could solve the whole problem by just going ahead and putting a bypass around the southern end, just extending the southern connector on up to around the other side of Spartanburg.
Well, normally I got, when I come from up north, I got a couple, you know, sidetracks, and I have to take the scenery route. I don't like it, but, well, when I'm not that heavy loaded, it's easy, but when I'm heavy loaded, I prefer staying the highway until I get exit 51. Steve, nice hearing you, buddy. But I'm guessing you guys was talking about Ford Power Stroke 6.4. Those are very known for blowing pumps and injectors when they don't do the maintenance on time. Unfortunately, yesterday I was stuck in the middle of no exit, no return, no way to jump from the southbound to northbound. So I have to dig it over there. And I have to dig like a pig, boy. I have to stay there.
I'm having a problem with this radio. I'm going to go ahead and back out on you, buddy. So you have a good day and be safe out there. KN4 VWA, clear.
Daddy, I'm almost here at the Red Cross building, so I'm going to sign up for a while. Nice talking to you. Don't be a stranger. I got the radio on every day, so now I'm back in business. 33 is KB4 and Z Mobile.